Hello, Brigitte, and a warm welcome to my invitation. You said yes last week, and I'm glad you said you would like to join today. Shortly, you can introduce yourself, but I would like to start to tell a little about these videos. I think the world is making a huge change in the moment. So I would like to inspire people what opportunities they have when we get challenged, when the wind is blowing with a lot of changes. And I've decided I have made some videos in Danish, and now I make videos in English. And it goes that way that I invite guests for two videos in 15 minutes, and the guest decides the headlines. We have not decided anything, just the headlines, and then we talk about all the wonderful opportunities we have in this wonderful world. So hit the road, Jack. Welcome, Birgit.
Well, thank you, Zane. I really appreciate the invite. I have followed your podcast, listened to almost every one of them. So I'm excited to be on and see if what I have to say can inspire a few people to, live a more optimal lifestyle. So, but first, I love your title for these podcasts, Wind of Change. I don't know if you remember Scorpions. Many years ago, had a song made. They call it the Wind of Change. I love that one. So very appropriate for this podcast series. So my name is Birgitte Christensen. I live in Texas in the US. Been in the US for 10 years due to a job opportunity my husband got. We just love it here. We have a lot of freedom. We have a lot of opportunity. So we love it. However, we do like to go back and visit family and friends in Denmark and now the grandkids too. So we enjoy the best of both worlds, so to speak.
Want to
My
stay?
pro
Do you want to
well,
stay? I'm just curious. Do you want to stay over there or?
for now, as long as we can go back and visit and create memories as often as we like, then I'm good. It's just an 8-hour flight, so we can be back quickly. So, and my profession, I'm in the health and wellness area, and I've been for 2 decades. I'm a holistic practitioner. Have had my own practice back in Denmark before we moved in 2013. Started my health food store in my hometown, Lemvig, in the western part of Denmark, and sold that one before we moved to the States. I love helping people in simple ways back to basics.
Which
Because
first headline for the first video, Back to Basics.
exactly. And why is that? I mean, I see food related, stress related illnesses on a daily basis, with clients, with my friends, with people that I talk to in the community here in Waco, Texas. And I'm just thinking, you know what? It doesn't have to be complicated. We got to get back to basics. We got to get out of our heads and into our hearts. And then we have to learn to listen to our gut. But that'll be another podcast. So for now, I'll just share a little bit about what I teach in my 12-week course. And that is the back to basics principles. We need 7 steps in our everyday journey. One is a good quality food. I always recommend people eat a little bit of everything from every part of the food circle. Eat locally grown, organic, and what is in season. Those are the most important things. And that's not very complicated when you think about it. But when we get up here, we think, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. I better not do this and that. So don't do that. If it has been able to grow on its own, swim, walk, run, fly, eat it. If not, leave it. It's pretty simple to me, anyways.
It's quite funny because we actually met by coincidence not long time ago. We have a friend in common. We didn't know that. And she asked me to help you. I said no. And then I said yes. And then we came to talk a little. So I actually didn't know what you were working with when I asked you to join.
No.
Just because a Dane in Texas and I would like to speak more English and practice a little. And why not? And then as we speak, we have so much in common. I have a program, Heart, Simple, Fun Leadership. And there are so many things that fits together in that. So,
Yep. I love it.
yeah.
So, well, the next step is water. You got to have clean water. I used to say that we have clean spring water in Denmark, but I've come to learn that we actually don't
Exactly.
in some parts of the country, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's very important that we get a clean water and a lot of water every single day. And if it's hot or we're exercising or sweating, doing garden work and whatever, we need a little more. We need a good quality sleep, 7 to 9 hours, depending on who you are. Colder room or cooler room, dark and no noise and no lights. That's very, very important to get a good night's sleep. You need exercise. It doesn't have to be kickboxing or anything crazy type of sport if you don't want to, but you need to do a little bit different every single day. It can go, you can go for a walk in nature, you can do some yoga, some stretches, some breathing exercises. You can do the MetaQuest as I just experienced. And that's a whole different world. I mean, it's online, which I'm not a big fan of electronics and things like that, but it's the sensory we live in, and we have to accept it and incorporate it to some extent in our lives. But find a type of exercise that works for you. That's the best thing. And then 5 days a week, that would be great. It doesn't have to be more than 20, 30 minutes a day. You need fresh air every day. And I know in the western part of Denmark, we get that if we go outside. Not everybody does. But especially in the cities, it's so easy to just stay inside and be in your routines, but you need to get out there. You need to listen to the birds. You need to, breathe the fresh air if you can get fresh air in the city, or go to the forest and just experience the silence of it, the fresh air. You can smell it and you can almost taste it when you're out there, and you can feel it in your lungs when you breathe it, the fresh air in. So it's important to do that 20 minutes a day too. The silence part. I know, especially here in the States, we are surrounded with noises, with a lot, with colors, and everything is just so stressful for your system, and you're in that fight and flight mode all the time. I think it's more and more in Denmark, also because of electronics. So we gotta, there's a time for everything during the day too, right? So
That's
I
so
think.
funny because I live in a small island with less than 500 people. I only have silence. I only have nature. So of course we have the internet and stuff like that. I kind of mellow ud af. How do you say that in English, Birgitte?
You just step away from.
Yeah, I stepped away from society in many kinds of way. I think it's 15 years ago or something like that. I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like how everything was functional in daily life.
Nope.
So I started many years ago. So I actually, when you said you have, in my opinion, you have some wonderful steps to get more balanced life. But if we should take it further than keep it simple, if we start with a deep breath and listen to our body and get from the head down to the body, then you can start to feel what you need.
Exactly.
Then you learn to listen to your gut feeling, and then you learn to if you learn to listen to your feelings. So, because I'm the kind of type, you know, when you say 15 minute, I get sent for 4 years and nobody's telling me what to do for 4 minutes, you know. Yeah,
Oh.
I know, but that's how I function. So if we start to take deep breath and listen to our body, that's a huge start. And then dare to believe that our body is smart enough to tell us what we need.
Absolutely.
And the head can rest a little.
Yep. And that's what we're diving deep into in the next podcast.
Oh, great. I don't know nothing. I'm hearing. Great.
We are speaking the same language. I love it. So, and the last step is gratitude.
Yeah.
It's so important that we are grateful.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, I won the lottery, I got a promotion or whatnot. It can be the little things too. It can be, wow, we got a lot of rain today. That's so good for our environment. Or we have sunshine, or the kids called me, the grandkids called me. Today I'm very grateful for being on your podcast. And it's just those little things that over time it builds up and it just lifts you. So that's a very, very important step. And what I love about these steps, except from the food, and maybe if you have to have a filter system or some type of system on your water, all the steps are free. It doesn't cost you anything but time. And yes, I agree, you start out slow, you incorporate one thing, and then you go into the next, and then you expand. And when I go for a walk outside in nature, I'm walking for an hour. I don't even think about it. I don't think, oh, I have to do it 20 minutes. No, I found a route. I walk that route. I don't have any AirPods in or anything. I just listen to nature and just walk.
Yeah,
So
listen to
that's silence, it's exercise, and it's fresh air. So that's three out of the seven steps, right? And the other three, food, water, and sleep, we do those too. Maybe not the right way yet, but small changes over time will give you that balance that you need, which we also will talk about
It can be
later.
changes, but it can also be just small adjustments, and then much more positivity comes
Yep.
ahead when you make small changes.
Yep, exactly.
Because it doesn't have it cannot be so much at a time, because then people have the feeling that they are failing, and nobody's failing.
Nope. And that's what we see every New Year's. You have a New Year's resolution that says, oh, I want to be healthy. I want to exercise. I want to eat healthy. I want to do this, that, and the other thing. But when you do all those things at once, 4 weeks in, you're probably back to square one because your brain just can't comprehend all those changes and it doesn't want you to change. It wants to keep you locked where you are. So
Exactly.
that's why it's important to do step by step and just keep adding over time. We've been on this journey for 20 years, or even since 2000 we started. So, I mean, it's a you keep going, you keep going, you keep find something that you can, change, and then you keep falling down, and you gotta get up again and back on the horse and keep going, right? And we're just humans. And I don't teach people complicated. I don't like complicated. I like easy and easy to understand. So I think it's important that we don't complicate things. I hear so many, oh, I can only have this many calories a day, or I am only eating fat, and I'm on this diet or this diet. We are not supposed to diet. We are supposed to eat to feed our body.
And then to get curious about everything. I had a customer years ago, and she made hvad hedder opgave på engelsk?
Assignment,
Assignment.
depending on what it is.
Yeah, it's she had a coaching session, and then they always think about something they want to do until the next time they are getting a coach session. And she decided to, I will only do what is good for me, she decided to do. And when she came back 1 week later, she was so sad because she had not done anything. nothing at all what she usually did. And she was so sad. And I said, excuse me, you said to me you wanted to do what was best for you. But what if that was doing nothing?
Yep.
You needed to do nothing.
Exactly.
And she lighted up, and instead of judging herself, and she was so sad, we turned it totally around. That
yep.
was the best thing you could do at all. That was doing nothing.
And that's what we have to learn.
And certainly she was a success instead of blaming herself.
Yeah. And all that with self-awareness, that is exactly one of the steps in my 12-week program, that we go in and I teach you, so what can I do about my self-awareness? Because we have different levels of self-awareness, and we can't be at total self-awareness all the time. We fluctuate on that ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, we know, okay, so when I'm down here, I know exactly what to do to get back up here. And I think it's so important that we learn to listen to our body, what it tells us. We talked about it just before, that maybe we could do a little nap, right, before mid-afternoon. And if that's what you need, you got to do it, right? Because that's also our biorhythm. And so many people don't listen to their biorhythm and the basic needs that we have in our body. I mean, if you have to go to the bathroom, go, don't wait. If you're hungry, eat, don't wait. Sleep, don't wait, you know?
Shortcut.
Yeah.
Because 15 minutes, it's not a long time when
dang.
You talk about what you love. So we have to, we make short after this, we make another video in 15 minutes, but we have to end this one. So back to basic, Birgitte, is there something you want to tell us at the end before we close this video one?
Yes. Keep it simple. Do one step at a time and get help. You can't be on this journey on your own. You got to have a support system that can help you. So when you fail, it's not a failure. It's just something you need to learn and then move forward. So keep it simple. Start listening to what you really, really want.
Thank you. And thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.